This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. Lawmakers are set to consider a proposal that would give homeless people protection under the State Hate Crimes Act. Under the proposal, anyone convicted of violent crimes against a homeless person, for example, someone who lacks a regular place to sleep or is living in a homeless shelter, would be subject to longer jail time. It's the second time Senator Bill O'Neill has introduced the measure, but speaking to KUNM, he said he's confident it will pass this session, given the recent brutal murders of two homeless Navajo men in Albuquerque.
Being homeless is such a violent experience, and many people do not realize that they are taken advantage of and assaulted and targeted the way that, you know, vulnerable folks are in our society, which is the whole reason why there's a New Mexico Hate Crimes Act. So knowing this, as I do, I went ahead and introduced the bill 2 years ago, you know, which is basically the same bill that's before the legislature now, that to make targeting a homeless person a hate crime and to protect homeless individuals from these heinous acts the way that other folks have been offered that protection. And it's a chance for us as, you know, New Mexicans to send a message that this is not acceptable behavior. I mean, you can't target homeless people thinking that, no, nobody cares, they're just homeless, et cetera, et cetera. It sends a message that you cannot do this without consequences.
You know, obviously the purpose of this bill is to try and discourage and prevent even violence against homeless people. But why do you think, or how do you think that a law like this will actually prevent this kind of crime?
Well, I mean, I don't presume that it's going to solve the problem. I mean, truly. But on the other hand, it's not a feel-good measure, meaning it does make a difference. It's a two-year enhancement, which might not like sound like a lot, but in other states where this has been enacted, I've been assured by the advocates in those states that actually they've seen a drop in crime against homeless individuals. And it's you know, you just do what you can as a legislator, but it is important. It's something that state can send a message.
And then finally, before I let you go, you know, homelessness, or homeless in quotation marks, is a little bit of a shaky definition, because there's a, you know,
exactly.
It's hard to measure. It's hard to tell who is homeless and when. Are you confident that you're defining homelessness here in a way that includes all the people that might be vulnerable to this kind of violence?
Yes, and that's a great question. And actually, that is the challenge with a bill like this as well. Who's homeless? How do you define who is homeless and who isn't homeless? And of course, also, you don't want this to be applied to a homeless on homeless violence, which is very much a part of a homeless experience. So we feel good about our definition. We do benefit from the example. I think there's five or six states that have done this, and there's a national organization that helps with the drafting of this kind of legislation. So we feel pretty good about our definition of homelessness, but that's a dead-on question.
All right, Senator O'Neill, thank you for talking with us.
No, my pleasure.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Foundation. For more information, go to publichealthnm.org.